When a team throws a basketball through the basket, you say they scored a what?
Point.
Or anything else?
Scored points.
Made a
goal.
Mm-hmm. In parts of New England, that's called a ghoul.
Ghoul.
Strangely enough, I found that once in Oklahoma.
I've never heard of a ghoul.
He made a ghoul. I heard this as a boy. It used to strike me as strange. Heard it in Michigan.
Ghoul.
Of course, Michigan had a lot of New Englanders in it. They came through the Western Reserve down there around the lake and then up into that area. But there were ghouls. Oh, he made a ghoul. What do you call that game that men play with a bag full of clubs and a little white ball?
Golf?
Mm-hmm. If we were going to carry something together and you wanted me to put my hands on it, what would you tell me to do?
Hold?
Or just hold it, or?
Catch hold,
mm-hmm,
and carry.
And then we go where we're going to go and you want me to take my hands away, so you say?
Let go?
Mm-hmm.
Or sit down?
And if we're going to go someplace together, and you start off ahead and I get worried, you say, oh, that's all right, you don't have to worry because I'll
be there later.
Mm-hmm. If you try something and it doesn't work well, when somebody else is going to try it, you say, wait a minute now, I'll do it all right, just give me
time, or let me try.
Mm-hmm. Or give me another chance.
Or give me another chance.
If you have something around that you don't want,
throw away?
Well, let's say you can't throw it away. You say you're trying to do what with it?
Keep it?
No, you don't want to keep it. But you can't throw it away. You maybe want to give it away or sell it or something like that. You say, sure wish I could
give it away?
Or
retain it?
Well, would it be get rid of it, get shut of it?
Wish I could get shed of that.
Mm-hmm. If you've been writing to somebody regularly and a week passes, Mrs. might say to you, have you
received a letter?
Or if you have, she might say, have you
rewritten? Have you written a letter?
Mm-hmm. You might say, yes, I've written. Now it's his turn to send me
his reply.
Because I asked him a question and I expect
an answer.
Mm-hmm. Now you write this and you give her the envelope.
Mail?
Well, let's say it's white, just plain. You say, please, will you
write a letter?
Well, you've written a letter, put it in the envelope, you give it.
Oh, address the envelope.
And, let's say somebody says, can I do something? It doesn't make any difference to you. You say, sure, go ahead. Sure, go ahead. You can do that if
you think you can do it, or
if you want to.
If you want to.
If you have a mind to.
Or if you have a mind to, yeah.
Would you use either of these?
Oh, if you want to do it, you go ahead.
When you were a boy, did you have any particular nickname for a child who would run and tell the teacher everything?
Tattletale.
And what did you say the kid did?
He was a stool pigeon, or he was just a tattletale. And
what did a tattletale do?
He told all he knew.
Tattled?
Told a story, told on you to the school teacher.